Well, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast with Joey and Gosa TV here on this beautiful Monday. No, what's today? It's Tuesday. My goodness. Afternoon here, almost 5 o'clock Pacific time, talking today about how your attitude is your altitude. Your attitude is your altitude. I was just listening. Actually, I'm still listening here through my earbuds or whatever, my headphones, to some motivational speaking by a guy named Curtis King, who's a motivational speaker for musicians and specifically for beat makers. And as you know, I love music and beat making. But even if you're not a musician, that statement that he made, that I think he picked up from Tony Robbins, attitude is your altitude, or your attitude defines your altitude. Man, really hit me. I came home today, as we say in Espanol, molido, tired and discouraged from church stuff and all the usual stuff. Kind of the Monday morning, Tuesday morning blues, I guess. And was also, I hadn't eaten, so my blood sugar level was down and I haven't been working out, all that stuff. And then I had a banana. I laid down for like 20 minutes listening to this motivational stuff that I'm still listening to here as I do this. And it just hit me like, man, my attitude really is my altitude. And right now my attitude is low, and it's been low for a while. And so no wonder my altitude, meaning what I can do in this life, is low. But if my altitude, I mean, my attitude is one of gozo. Right? I mean, gozo means joy in Spanish. If I live on Gozolandia, if I'm truly living on Gozo Street, and if I'm truly practicing what I'm preaching, then my attitude should be amazing. And that'll transform my altitude. I'll be able to rise higher. It's all about your attitude. It's all about how you view your circumstances. Your mindset, as people call it, right? Your beliefs, as another friend Cliff calls them, is your negative beliefs or your positive beliefs. Two people can have the same, let's say, problems with their lungs. One person has high and a positive attitude, and so their altitude is way up here. Same problem, another person, their attitude is low, and their altitude is going to be just as low. I could get on here and nobody's watching me, nobody listens, I get zero views, zero, all the usual stuff. My attitude is down. And so my altitude, meaning how often I come up here, how I say what I want to say, is going to be just on the ground, right? It's going to be just low. I could look at my church and the same numbers, maybe let's say two people look at the same numbers, and one could be saying, wow, look at all the potential. And another person could say, wow, look how far we've fallen. Same stats, but one person's attitude is hopelessness and another person's attitude is hopefulness. I am being challenged like maybe never before to have a positive attitude, to have an attitude that is one of gozo. I mean, it's what I've been preaching for all these years. And now that I'm being tested in terms of my church especially, this is not the time to have a low attitude and a low altitude. This is the time to live and to walk on Gozo Street. Not based on what I see, but based on my faith in God, trusting in God, based on just simply understanding how our minds work and understanding how it's all about how you see things. Like these music makers, I can relate to them because I make a lot of beats. You may have seen them online. And I don't have anyone really buying my beats or listening to my beats. I have maybe 10 people, 15 people. And most beat makers out there, they have thousands and thousands of followers. And I can look at it as, oh man, I'm terrible. My beats must suck. Or I can say, okay, how can I tweak what I'm doing? How can I make my beats better? how can I realize that 99% of people on YouTube have 100 followers or less like I do? And in one channel, I have actually over 200 followers. So I'm beating the odds. It's all about your attitude, and your attitude then changes your altitude. I think most of us, myself included for sure, I've always thought that it was my altitude that's going to change my attitude. If my church is huge, then I'll feel happy. If everyone buys my beats, then I'll be happy. If I am losing weight, magically without even trying, I'll be happy and motivated to work out. No. That's why all these athletes, Kobe and LeBron and all these elite athletes, as well as positive mindset people like Brendan Burchard and Tony Robbins and Curtis King and Cliff Ravenscraft, that's why all these guys, and Gary Vee, that's why all these guys talk about how you have to first control your mind. You first have to have a winning attitude in here. And that is what's going to change your altitude, your behavior, your words, your actions. How can we expect to have positive results if we're telling ourselves horrible things all the time? If I'm always telling myself, oh, it's all your fault, you're not going to ever be in shape, and you're driving the church into the ground, it's all your fault. How am I ever going to bring hope to the people that are with us, that are working hard, if my attitude is one of failure? I'm living on failure street, not on Gozo street. I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road. It's like let's see if I can find it here. I was listening to another motivational kind of speech, and it was in Spanish, and she said something really awesome. It's in Spanish. I'll say it in Spanish, then I'll translate it. She said, no hay forma de que llegues a un lugar feliz transitando un camino infeliz. So let me translate that. She's basically saying there is no way to reach a place of joy, of gozo, if you are walking on failure street. So once again, there is no way to reach Gozo Street if you're walking on Failure Street. That's just my translation, right? You can't reach that place of joy that you long for if you're telling yourself horrible things every day. Now, what I've always told myself is, okay, well, come on, I'm not a superhero, I'm human. I go through challenges like everyone else, I get down, and that is normal. What happens to me and to some of us is that we stay down there way too long. You know, we go from one day of feeling low to 5 days to 3 months to a year of feeling just discouraged and giving in to that attitude of depression or failure. The right thing to do, which is what I'm learning to do, is to have an attitude that is based on God's power, on trusting God, not myself, on actually realizing that He's the one that is looking at my church or, you, in your case, your family, your health, your career goals. He's the one that is actually guiding your steps. You may think that you're the one that's making decisions and going for this job and trying to improve your health and hoping that this is the right guy. You know, we think we're in control, right? But really, it is God who is the one who's in control. And I think that for many of us, we're here on this earth to give up control to God. To lean, like Proverbs 3 says, lean not on your own understanding. My understanding coming into my church is that in 3 months, okay, maybe a year, I would double and triple the size of it. Now, why did I say that? Because that had been my track pattern. I had done that everywhere I went. But that wasn't meant to be. 3 years in, and we're just getting through one of the toughest seasons of our lives. And now I'm trying to have that attitude of gratitude, as they say, a positive attitude that doesn't look at things with a negative perspective or fear or ego or heroism, like, oh, I'm going to do these things, but instead that looks at the challenges with through the eyes of faith, through the eyes of God, through the eyes of Jesus. What does he say? All things are possible. That's what he says. He says, come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. That's what he says. He says, you're facing some problem in your health or with your family or with your kids. You're with a man who doesn't love you, or you're dating this girl who you don't really love, but you feel like that's all you've got. You're stuck. Put your trust in me. That's what God says. You're dealing with financial problems. You're working 2, 3, 4 jobs, and you're afraid that things are going to fall apart. You need to have an attitude that is a positive attitude, an attitude of I can, an attitude of I trust God, an attitude of God is able, God, an attitude of all things are possible, an attitude of we will not be shaken, an attitude of gozo. As this quote said, you can't reach Gozo Street by walking on Failure Street. So how do we reach Gozo Street? By walking on Gozo Street today, regardless of your health, your finances, or your relationships, regardless of if the person that you're married to had, you know, hurt you in some way. You as a woman, you as a man, you as a young person, you have to go and find your strength in God outside of these circumstances. You have to quiet yourself, go into your room, pray to your Father in heaven, and say, Lord, I need you. I need you to be the strength of my heart. I'm losing perspective. I'm losing control. I'm going to have a banana. I'm going to take a 20-minute break. I'm going to work this out. I'm going to watch some Netflix and maybe have some nachos. And I'm going to just get back on the horse tomorrow, because I believe that you are the one that's going to see me through. Not these circumstances, not what the doctor says or what the lawyer says or what my ex says. It's what you have to say. I put my trust in you, O Lord, not on my circumstances. And I believe that will eliminate all of our complaining and all of our discouragement, and it will help us so much if we can just raise our eyes up to the mountain. That's why I love Psalm 63 or Psalm 91, or excuse me, Psalm 121. I love all those. Psalm 121 says, I lift my eyes up. Let me look that up. You know, I always love to give you scripture. Psalm 121, speaking of having a positive attitude, here's how you do that. You look up to the mountain of God. Let me just type it in here before I show you. Psalm 121. And then I'll give you just a little bit of some context here. Let me see if I can show you this on the big screen here. Okay, if you're watching me anywhere but on Instagram, you can see the passage right there. A song of ascents. It's called ascents because they would sing this song as they were going up to the mountain of God, to the temple, to sacrifice to God. It says, Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the mountains, to the hills, it says here. From where does my help come? Now, normally you would say, well, my help comes from the mountain. That's where the temple of God is. That's where the ark is. That's where his presence is. So you would assume that he would say, my help comes from the mountain. But look at what he says. He says, my help comes from the Lord of the mountain, who made the heaven and the earth. So in other words, he's saying, don't put your trust in people. Don't put your trust in your resume or in your strength. Put your trust in the Lord. Put your trust in the maker of heaven and earth. Put your trust in the maker of your body. Put your trust in the maker and the builder and the foundation of your church or of your home. I was talking to some friends last night, and they're moving, and I was just reading 1 Peter chapter 2. And I said, you know, when you're moving, when you move, you feel lost. Like, okay, where's Target? Where's the post office? What are the roads to my work? How do you stay focused? You put your trust on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. On the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone, who is Jesus Christ. The chief cornerstone, I remember when they built our house, we were adding a second story. Not an easy feat. And so they had to dig out the current foundation and reinforce the foundation to withstand the weight of a whole second story. You think that was important? Heck yes. That's what Jesus is. He is that foundation to the house that you're building. And that's what he's saying here. We have to put our trust not in the hill, not in the artifacts, not in the tools, but in the maker of heaven and earth, in God above. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. That's who we lift up our eyes to. And that's basically having an attitude and having altitude. If you have an attitude that is focused on God, if you have an attitude that licks your wounds, or, well, not your womb, you lick your wounds, you have those nachos, you take that nap, you go by Del Taco and get a little something, you know, you kind of get through, right? Or you work out if you're a crazy health nut, and I used to be one of those. If you go work out and you, or you clean the house, or you go and go to the movies, whatever you do when you're down, after you do all that, you have to go back to putting your eyes on the Lord, looking up to the hill of God, having an attitude that is higher than anything else. And you then will see your altitude begin to rise back up, your energy. Because the second thing that this guy's talking about is how movement is energy. How energy doesn't come by sitting around like I'm doing here. You know, that's why I got up out of the couch. I was going to just take a nap for an hour and a half and feel low and just kind of have a rotten evening. Instead, I'm like, I'm going to go move. And I didn't move that far. I just came in here. But at least I moved my body and my mind out of that little pity party. And I said, no way. I'm not going to just lay around. I'm going to move my body. I'm going to go and share what I'm learning with whoever. Zero, one person, my mom. It doesn't matter, because my attitude is changing and movement is energy. You want to have energy? You have to move your body. You have to move your arms, your legs. You have to go take Zumba classes. You have to go to karate. You have to go and go get on your bike. Go to your spin class. Go do some yoga. Go box. Go lift some weights. Go for a run. Do a DVD at home. Whatever it is, go for a swim. Go hiking on the weekends. Move your body. That releases endorphins, oxytocin, all these wonderful things that the body and the brain needs to have that right altitude and to get your attitude moving in the right direction, moving up. That's what I'm doing today, and I want to encourage you to do the same. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.